I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's Cricket Night.
Now then, is he in? It's coming up on the big screen, and Podmore is struggling. It's going to be very, very tight indeed. Well, it was never going to get into those trousers. Even with elastic waistband, it's still only an extra large size, and that is not big enough. It was a moment of madness.
Yeah, no, I've always been a romantic. Worn my heart on my sleeve, just above the NCL logo and below Scrumpy Jack. It's not always been to my best advantage, because there's other sponsors willing to pay good money for the space, but...
The whole crowd and all the players were all craning to look at the big screen. Well, yes, you can tell from the crowd reaction that Podmore's switched the channels to Granada Men and Motors. And you'll probably hear the music on our effects mic. Bowler's about to run in, but really, how the batsman can concentrate with Jordan driving the new TVR Tuscan in her bikini. I'm being told it's Joe Guest in a Lancia Spumante, so I do think... Yeah, I was sitting at the bar, and the moment Jackie walked in, I said, that is the girl I'm going to marry. Unfortunately, I sat next to my wife at the time, so took a bit of explaining. But, yeah, no, the marriage was over, really. We'd only gone ahead with the honeymoon because we didn't want to waste the Hoover vouchers. Well, McGrath's coming in to bowl to Podmore from the nursery end, but I can't... Is it McGrath or is it Warne? It's very difficult to tell because the most awful noise of sirens going down St John's Wood Road. I do hope no one's in trouble. Unless, of course, they're apprehending a desperado, in which case, jolly good luck to them. But, in fact, Bill, how many Black Mariahs is it we've heard today? If indeed one is allowed to say Black Mariah. Differently abled Mariah, probably, in these politically correct times. Well, I think Podmore's out, in which case we've lost the Ashes, and so jolly well done, Australia. If I say if...
This week's super slow-mo look at the game, only at normal speed, brings us to historic Blackball Park. It's a momentous day in the life of this famous old county ground, and also in the life of one D.V. Podmore Esquire. Pod's last man in, playing what could be the very last innings in these picturesque surroundings. Your thoughts at this minute, Pod?
None, really.
Ah, staying in the zone. Very wise. But surely you must be feeling the weight of history on your shoulders, with the ground possibly about to be demolished to make way for a controversial supermarket.
Oh, yeah, very much so, Andy. I mean, you look around this ancient park, no way can you not have a lump in your throat as you look at things. Well, there's the old Rothman sign on the square leg boundary. I mean, that's advertising history, is that?
Oh, yes. The original airline captain's hand offering round a packet of cork tips.
Yeah, nowadays it's all smoking kills.
That particular classic concept was Salman Rushdie's, I believe, in his copywriting days. Or was it Faye Weldon's?
Anyway... Behind that, you see, there's the old Blackwell Road stand.
Oh, yes, full of Elvis lookalikes today, as it was even when the King was still with us.
Oh, it goes way back to the days when the Barmy Army used to dress up as Gilbert and Sullivan, that Barmy Royal Fusiliers.
You're in, Pod. Good luck.
Cheers, Andy.
Anyone who knows Dave Podmore will be aware that now is not the time to slope off to the beer tent or make that call of nature. It's time to settle back on the edge of your seat and experience the adrenaline rush of a vintage Dave Podmore batting performance.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, bad luck, Pod. Not the first controversial dismissal Dave Podmore's been involved in, but certainly the strangest. In becoming the first batsman to smash down not only his own stumps, but also those of his last wicket partner, Pod once again carved his initials in the record book.
Do you want to buy a stump, Andy, for old time's sake?
Well... Cricket iron is always a sound investment.
Got all six here. Tenner a pop? Tell you what, 50 quid the lot and I'll throw in both sets of bales.
It's tempting. But I must say, Pod, this is a very sad end to proceedings as the bulldozers roll onto the outfield.
Oh, it's so sad, Andy. Look at that hooligan. Get off the wicket, you vandal! Look, Andy, that prat. He's stopping the JCB.
Well, that's certainly a brave stand, Pod, to sit in a deck chair in the path of tons of earth-moving plant, armed with only a thermos, a pair of binoculars, and a plastic-covered scorebook.
Drive over him! Squash the bastard! Drop the bucket on him! That'll flatten his fat cap!
If there's a cricketing controversy in the air, you can rest assured that the game's maverick all-rounder will be at the eye of the storm. But in siding with the developers against cricket lovers, Pod believes he's striking a blow for progress.
Cricket cricket now, and those pro-cricket protesters are still getting in the way of work at the Glapwell Park ground. The club's new owner, Russian billionaire Boris Fyodorov, plans to turn the ground into a supermarket, as he told Radio Leicester's Andy Hamer.
Well, it's like this. I don't know too much about cricket, ha-ha, but I do know a good investment opportunity. For sure, it is a prime retail site, ideal for a supermarket, and not too small either. No, what I figure to build is a big, big, big supermarket, so to say, a cash cow. I'm going to milk till its udders drop off.
What about the concerns of local cricket lovers?
In my country, we have saying, the potato has a skin and eyes, but that doesn't mean it cannot be mashed or shot in the mouth or sent to a psychiatric hospital for correction.
Interesting stuffski.
Yeah, no, obviously Boris and I hit it off when I met him at Spearmint Rhinos. Gone there to pick Jackie up from work, and I could tell immediately from the quantity of rubles he tucked in her thong that he was a class act. And I got him moved up the waiting list for membership for using my influence.
Which is nothing considerable.
Yeah, and fairly soon we were talking about the future of the county.
Oh, so he has got plans. Relocation? Perhaps a youth development programme?
It's mainly demolition at this stage, but liked my ideas, so we're going 50-50 on the sale of items of historic and nostalgic interest. The grandstand, the pavilion, can have that for 25 notes of brick. And you can buy online or just call in here at Unit 47 Golka Road Trading Estate, Colville.
Yes, and what's
this? Just past Bostic World there. Sorry, Andy. This is a yard of turf from the outfield. You get change out of a ton for that, but... it's a monkey if you want this bit with the historic apostrophe of the Vodafone logo.
Ooh, Lynn Truss will be after that. Well, Pod, this porter cabin really is an Aladdin's cave of cricket memorabilia.
And we've got some original graffiti from the player's toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Gatting is a wan. Obviously, you'd need to buy the other brick for the full effect, but I think the pear would grace any mantelpiece. And this is a bit of real toilet history.
Oh, yes.
Victorian graffiti. Look, isn't the writing beautiful? It's copperplate, look.
Yeah. Mr. H.D.G. Ponsonby Fane takes it up the posterior. Ooh, how much would that set me back?
Well, if you set your heart on that, Mr. Hamer, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed, because Sir Tim Rice has already put in a six-figure offer.
No. Well, some would say that this kind of proactive entrepreneurialism is exactly what the modern game needs.
Yeah, well, there you are then.
But a purist might lament the sudden disappearance of cricket from the dear old ground.
Well, you can't turn back the clock, Andy. Well, you can try, but if you do, this will happen.
That's the old pavilion clock.
Yeah, see? That's knackered now.
This is a colleague announcement. Mop and bucket to the noodle bar. Quickly, please. Mop and bucket.
I predict there'll come a time, Andy, when every ground will look like this.
A supermarket?
Yeah, a cricket ground's a retail outlet, isn't it? I mean, selling food, drink, souvenirs. Look at this dog food.
Yeah.
3 for 2, see? Now, you show me the stall at Lord's where you can get 2 kilos of smaller stools dog pellets for that kind of price, Andy. Yeah. They call it the home of cricket.
But people sometimes watch the game too.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if you strip out the cricket element, and you've got an extra 3 acres of retail floor space. Yeah. Tell you what, we lucked out with this trolley, Andy, haven't we?
Yeah.
Superb steering. Look at this, there must be, what, 80 different kinds of full-bodied Shiraz? You know, the average cricket dressing room will be lucky to find, what, 25? And they're all oak-aged, these.
Yeah, here's a spreadable Shiraz, too.
This queue's a bit on the long side, isn't it? Andy, do you want to just go down the front and have a look, see what's happened?
Okay.
Barbecue toothpaste.
Oh, it's another of the pro-cricket protesters, Pod. They've been blocking supermarket checkouts all over the country.
What do you think you're doing, pal? Yes, you. These people have got a right to shop. Huh? Okay, look, I'm giving you 1 minute to get off that tartan blanket, take your Spam sandwiches and that tin of Lilt, which I bet you haven't paid for either.
You're wasting your time, Pod. He can't hear you. He's listening to the shipping forecast on his Test Match special radio hat.
You're watching BBC News 24. The Cabinet held an emergency crisis meeting at Downing Street this morning to discuss the escalation of the pro-cricket Stop the Shop protests, which have caused chaos in supermarkets throughout the country. Over now to Raggy Omar, somewhere in the East Midlands.
Jane, I'm embedded at Morrison's, formerly Safeways, and before that Wavy Line, but I can't tell you any more than that.
What are the scenes like that you're seeing?
Jane, the pro-cricket demonstrators are dug in at the entrance to the car park. They're behind a barricade of cool boxes and are causing absolute traffic chaos as they ambush shoppers and force them to look at their autograph books. There's an awful lot of panic buying, Jane.
Sorry to stop you, but is that a man pushing a trolley literally filled with bottles of vinegar?
Jane, there have been scenes like that all day. I just saw two respectable elderly women fighting over a Twix. The tragedy was they could have had a piece each. And you have to ask yourself, who would have thought that a gentleman's game could have led to what the Home Secretary has called these cowardly acts of retail terrorism?
Thanks, Raggy, and do be careful. You're watching BBC News 24. The Cabinet held an emergency crisis meeting at Downing Street this morning to discuss the escalation of the pro-cricket Stop the Shop protests.
OK, you're listening to Mandy Kramer's traffic report update this Tuesday tea time. Reports coming in, there's a big brown jam on the M6.
Look at this, Andy, it's fantastic. Oh, I've never felt so alive.
Haven't you, Pod?
Oh, it's great. This is just like the countryside, Marge. That's the same people. Hello, Sam. How you doing, you old bugger? Oh, very good day to you too, your ladyship.
I suppose the only difference, Pod, is that instead of marching, everyone seems to be driving 4x4s.
How's the dogs? Is there Lapsang Souchong III got shot of his worms yet?
No, still dragging his arse all over the Eiderdown, alas.
Ah, great girl, Lady What's-It.
Don't you know her real name?
That is her real name, Andy. She's heiress to a snack fortune. See, give people a cause, like defending the traditional way of life, and they'll fight for it, hopefully to death.
Shopping.
And the right of the individual to drive to superstores, be so wherever they choose.
But even if it means building over the country's cricket grounds?
Well, you're looking down the thin barrel of a very big wedge there, Andy. I mean, it's not just a state-of-the-art hypermarket that my good friend Boris is looking to provide. It's somewhere for kids to go on a Saturday night, you know, have a bit of fun, drink a bit of cider, you know, perhaps spray the odd zip, whatever they want to do on the wall. It's social work, really. Plus, Boris says I'm in the frame to cut the ribbon at the opening. And if a maniac minority prevent this supermarket being built, then, you know, you might as well tear up plans to build over Old Trafford, Headingley.
Yes, but
anything, you know. Look, my old dad fought two world wars in the trenches so people could be in queuing. And I like to think he'd be proud to see me carrying on the fight to protect the environment.
Yeah, though you do seem to be getting through rather a lot of petrol.
Nah, it's all right, old 70 gallons, this thing. Should get us to Newport Pagnell by 4, and then they'll be serving the all-day breakfast. But anyway, I mean, we're well stocked up. Look, we've got Baps, Scotch eggs, Shiraz.
Quite a few rolls of black tape.
Well, yeah, you couldn't go on a march without them.
I suppose that's for black armbands to signify the death of democracy.
No, it's to cover up the number plates when we get to London, avoid congestion charges.
Kumbaya, my lord, buy a fridge. Kumbaya, my lord, buy a fridge.
I must say, Pod, there's an extraordinary groundswell of public support for this pro-shopping right to spend movement here in London. And I'm pleased to say there's a very good-humoured crowd, though not as many as when we arrived, strangely.
I blame myself for leading the march along Oxford Street, Andy. Must have lost 7,000 or 8,000 in Selfridges, then Pret a Manger, Starbucks, Debenhams, Pret a Manger again, DH Evans, Starbucks.
Take you by the hand and lead you through the shelves of Londis.
I'm going to try and paint a radio picture of the scene, using my vocal cords as a brush and my mini disc recorder doing the work of the palette. It's AAA batteries, that'll be the paint. And this really is a festival atmosphere. Someone's put a McDonald's party hat on Winston Churchill, and now they're attaching a banner reading "It has to be Asda" to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That's a lovely touch.
Andy, I've got a petition here to give to our so-called Prime Minister. Look, it's signed. Tom, happy to help. Darren?
Yeah, just a minute, Pop. I'm going to do some Vox Pops.
Well, Andy, I was just going to read the names out.
You, madam. I see you've come well prepared with all your shopping bags on your trolley.
Oh, you're a good boy.
Says you're right, Andy. Look, Jill from Powys. Ian Bone.
I'm just trying to get some opinions, Pod.
Well, I can give you some opinions. I mean, I don't have to read the petition out. Look, I'm right away, see? Gone. Now, what do you want to know? Asylum seekers? Well, it depends where they come from. Fish? I can take them or leave them. Andy,
Wait, don't go, Andy.
You, sir. Yes, you in the neck brace.
It says in the Bible, Leviticus 3, thou shalt purchase thine oxen on the Sabbath day. See? No mention of cricket at all.
Yeah. And you, young man, you've certainly got into the spirit of things, sporting a rather striking Ku Klux Klan outfit.
I shall have to ask you to move along, sir.
Looks like it's turning nasty, Pod. The pro cricket mob have arrived.
Oh, you're talking to me again now, are you?
Oh, someone's thrown a cricket ball. Oh, it's going to hit that toddler.
So I got it covered, Andy. Mine!
Bad luck, Pod.
I've lost it against the Abbey. I mean, this, they've got to do something about the visibility in Parliament Square. It's just taking the piss.
The situation worsened dramatically when a man in a Derbyshire tie and a tweed cap tore down the Asda banner while another set fire to his own Nectar card.
That is a totally irresponsible waste of points, and that is not on! Right, time for some afters. Can you look after my mobile?
Yeah, shall I take your keys?
No, I need them. Gonna slot me a tweed head.
As anyone who's taken the field with DV Podmore will know, he's a formidable opponent. The timely intervention of the army and the deployment of CS gas successfully dispersed the rival factions with minimal loss of life. A happy end in more ways than one. Because the TV highlights of the riot also provided Pod with material for his forthcoming DVD compilation. Dave Podmore's Best Cricket Fights Ever.
Leather on willow. Bat on ball. Fist on face. 200 minutes of pure high-octane cricket fights. There's Crofty v. Wixie at Cardiff.
Yeah, what?
When you see it.
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah, I'll have some
if you want some. Yeah, who are you pushing?
Ho-ho!
That's Foxy v. Degsy at Kettering. Ouch! How's that? Wallop!
I'm Dave Podmore, and I can promise you a black and blue Christmas with my hand-picked selection of cricket nasties.
Whoa!
Now that was uncalled for.
Mummy, Daddy, look what Santa's for me. This is the best Christmas of my life.
Dave Podmore's Best Cricket Fights Ever.
Well, that should prove to one or two selectors that if nothing else, Dave Podmore's a street fighter.
Yeah, I'll have a fight anywhere, really. Street, lane, cul-de-sac, slip road. I got a bit out of order on an autobahn once.
Anyway, it's out in time for Christmas.
Yep, available in all good supermarkets.
Including the one that's being built on the site of the ground, where it's fair to say you enjoyed a few battles royal of your own, Pod.
Ah, oh, very much so. Mr. Fyodorov has promised me a big dump bin by the checkout, and cut out of myself, punching a ball boy.
Nice touch.
The Battle of Parliament Square had another silver lining. Russian billionaire Boris Fyodorov defused the situation by offering cricket supporters an olive branch, or should that be beetroot leaf. He announced he was building a new 21st century cutting-edge cricket ground to replace the old one. At the press conference, sports journalists were amazed by his newly acquired command of the language.
Yeah, no, as I say, obviously, we'll be looking to hopefully put it there or thereabouts and do myself justice in the cricket arena.
I've rarely seen such an exciting display of architectural models here in the De Montfort Hall, Pod.
Yes, Fyodorov, he's invited some of the topmost eminent architects to put the cocks on the table here. Uh-huh. Look, you've got... Norman Foster's.
Oh, of Millennium Bridge fame.
Yeah, you see, Fozzie's not really done himself justice here. The grandstand's wobbling all over the shop. You'll have punters spewing the rings before the start of play.
Yeah, and it looks like our friend Richard Rogers has come up with another novel idea. Put the grandstand in the middle of the ground.
Yeah, and the pitch outside with the drains on top of the wicket. And they're falling over. Richard Rogers, stick to writing musicals, mate. Next.
So you really have got some influence with Mr. Fyodorov in the eventual decision.
Oh, yeah, I'm an essential part of his machine, yeah. Big cog.
Well, then perhaps I could put in a plea for a more traditional architecture. This one, for example.
Well,
it has got the approval of His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales.
Yeah, Charlie Retro. Yeah, look at this. Neo-Georgian pavilion, Corinthian pillars everywhere. I knew you'd like this one. I could have put money on it. In his bloody multi-faith betting tent.
Well, the thatched stumps are a nice touch of nostalgia.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's referential, it says yesterday, it says memory lane, it says some Betjeman-esque never-never land. Now this, here, is more the bollocks.
Well, this looks like Tracy Island, 1997's must-have Christmas present.
Yeah, well, this happens to be my submission. Press this lever here, you see?
Yeah.
Palm trees bend over. Up come your batsmen. Thunderbird 2 to bring out the drinks, or if it's wet, Thunderbird 4, FAB. Yeah, now I'm quietly confident in getting the nod.
Well, it's the moment of truth. Here we are at the British Museum. Time to find out if architectural design is another arrow in the Dave Podmore quiver. Nervous Pod? Pod?
Down here, Andy.
What are you doing under the table?
I'm hiding from Joan Bakewell. You know what she's like when she's got a few on board.
Oh, she's about to announce the award.
Sure. But what about Jermaine Greer? Because she was giving me the eye and all.
Ow! Oh, I think Jackie's dealt with her.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So she has, yeah. Cool, that's a serious tap. Pity we can't give the rest of the Aussies that kind of treatment. Jackie, love, stick your hand in the ice bucket or you won't be able to get your rings off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joan Bakewell.
Thank you, Harold. And the winning design for the Fyodorov Stadium is... If I could just get this open.
Look, leave me alone, Joan, and open the envelope.
Stig Tig Tixon of Tig Snixon Associates.
Oh.
Disappointed, Pod?
No. I'd be disappointed if I was disappointed.
Yeah, hey, you know, I mean, look, architecture for me is like a great meal. My studio is like a restaurant.
Thing is, Andy, I'm more of a like bowler batter than a bowler postmodern constructivist. Cricket's the job I've been hired to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you eat it with a little bit of relish and crap it out your ass.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just glad to be central to Boris's plans for his super team. I mean, pond-wise, I'm that big a fish, there's water all over the bank. Oh, hello.
Fancy coming to Hampstead for a curry, Pot?
Jackie! Oof!
More news on that fat fire at Leicester Forest Services. The police helicopter has made the situation a lot worse, sadly. Motorists are advised to leave the motorway at Junction 22 unless your meal is absolutely necessary. Two counties sport now, and local Russian billionaire Boris Fodorov has completed the signing of his super squad in his bid to become the Tsar of English cricket. The lineup now reads Shane Warne, Brian Lara, Sachin Tendulkar.
What are your feelings at this time, Pod?
Anger, betrayal. There's probably quite a bit of hunger in there too. Bolshevik bastard. Got the Queen to open his supermarket. See if your face fits.
Still, Pod, this has to be good news for cricket. A chance to see the world's best players in a brand new stadium.
Not if I've got anything to do with it. Nobody's going to lay a brick on this heritage site.
So that's why we're 40 feet up an electricity pylon, with a banner saying, Save Scrooby Reserva.
Reservoir, Andy. It's French for... It's French.
But surely, Pod, the stadium can only be a tremendous shot in the arm for this economy of this rather depressing bit of the East Midlands.
You call it depressing, Andy. I call it an area of outstanding natural beauty.
But, I mean, look down there. Well, no, don't look down. But I'm telling you, Pod, it's a waterlogged tit with fridges, burnt-out cars...
Well, average natural beauty, then. But you're missing the point, Andy. People have been dumping their unwanted TVs, fire-damaged sofas here since time immemorial. I mean, I chucked my first moped in this reservoir when I was just 16.
Did you?
There's video recorders down there that go back to the days of Betamax. Destroying this would be like dropping a bomb on Coventry Cathedral.
Well, they did, Pod.
Andy, are you just going to talk all the time, or what?
No, I'll shut up. I've got a terrible headache anyway.
Well, tell me about it. Still, 60,000 volts, supposed to be very good for the heart. There's another seagull. Now, where's he going to land?
Oh, on top of that upside-down Allegro.
The rats will get him there. Go on, boys! Fill your boots. Miracle of nature, Andy. That's the circle of life. I'll tell you what. If Sir David Attenborough saw all this, he'd need a clean pair of shorts. He really would.
Dave Podmore, eco-warrior, is very different from the one who so passionately espoused the cause of progress only a day earlier. Nevertheless, Pod's protest caught the imagination of the great British public, who never let reason spoil their enthusiasm for a futile gesture. Day 33.
Oi, pull up, you big crap.
How's it going, Pod?
Well, pull up a girder, Mr. Hamer. Make yourself at home. Just move that string of sausages. They drop from a glider.
So you're being well looked after. And there's quite a few fast food cartons up here. Some that didn't get through, still stuck in the wires. Packet of dates, look.
Yeah, I didn't fancy them. Do you know, I can't even get through them at Christmas. It's funny, that. Do you want a bit of pasty?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Careful, not a firework. There was a little radio-controlled plane this morning, armed with rat poison.
amazing technology.
But apart from the odd nutter, people have been very supportive.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just humbled, Andy, by the generosity of Mr. and Mrs. Job Locus Squire. I mean, they know what this is about. Big business being taken on by the little man.
Not that little, I have to say, Pod. You seem to have put on a pound or two.
Well, I'm not getting the exercise. You see, usually I'm walking to the car, jogging to the fridge, whatever, but it's a sacrifice I'm prepared to make for the cause.
So you haven't heard from Mr. Fyodorov about your protest?
Well, he hasn't said a word, but I did have a text message from his mate Shane Warne.
Oh, yes, and?
Well, look at my mobile. See, still vibrating in disgust. Dirty bugger.
Oh, as you were, Pod, look what's happening down there. Behind the screens, there must be, what, a dozen Earth-moving machines with big tyres revving up on the horizon.
Well, they don't scare me. Actually, I think I will have another go with those dates.
Oh, Pod, no, I think she's going over. Pod, you've got to stop eating.
Brace yourself, Andy. Here we go.
Oh, Pod, there's something I've always wanted to say to you.
Oh! Oh!
Hang in there, mate.
I want 600 mil of adrenaline now.
I'm in.
Stat.
Code blue.
Oh, for God's sake, we're losing him. Clear!
Open his heart
oh,
up.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy, can you turn Holby City off? I bloody hate it.
Oh, do you want the property ladder again?
Yes, I do. Honestly. Pop out for one case of Dom Perignon. Look.
But why the celebrations, Pod? You're very badly bruised, you've lost your campaign, and now the bulldozers are thundering through the end of your garden.
Yeah, boys are doing a great job, aren't they? See, they're building an access road to the executive homes to house the construction workers who are building the stadium. Right. And they've got to put in an extra lane of motorway for the heavy plant to build the access road between the executive homes and the supermarket. Uh-huh. Result? Compulsory purchase order to the tune not unadjacent to 450k.
Ah, so your garden's going to be a motorway park?
Keep up, Andy. It's going to be landfill for the reservoir. Mm. Here's the progress, Andy.
Cheers.
Mmm. So, what was it you wanted to say to me when the pylon went down?
It's a bit embarrassing, Pod, but, I've always felt that you should have walked for that court behind at Kidderminster in 1992.
Oh, it wasn't I Love You then.
No.
Give me that back for a start. Buy your own bloody champagne.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols and Nick Newman for their help in making this programme. Also Nicola Sanderson, Ewan Bailey, Chris Pavlow and Richard Wilson. This programme was brought to you by Magneto Gorsk World of Tractors. Pull the cute babes on a Magneto Gorsk World of Tractors tractor.
Ooh, baby, that's a big tractor.